I'm John Bartlett, and I'm the Chair of Trustees of the Renewed Hope Trust, which is a local charity working in East Surrey, particularly looking at relief of poverty and homelessness in the area. And we've been going now, well, this will be our seventh winter that we've run a winter night shelter, so that gives you an idea of how long we've been going. The way we started was, it grew out of a group called Street Pastors who go out late at night, on usually Friday nights, looking for folk who are in trouble. And we kept coming across homeless folk, and there was nowhere to send them in East Surrey. So some of the guys got together, one of whom was the then captain of the Salvation Army in Redhill, and he opened a drop-in 2 days a week at the Salvation Army Centre. Mm-hmm. And that's how we started 8 years ago. And that eventually the local authority in Reigate and Banstead asked that group, would we consider opening a winter night shelter? So 7 years ago, we had our first one of those, and it just ran for 6 weeks. And it was mainly people who were coming out of prison at that stage, who had nowhere to go, and they came out from release. And that was our sort of pilot scheme. And then subsequent to that, we've run it 12, 13 weeks every winter, with a whole variety of folk coming in, from what I call the youngsters of sort of late teens, early 20s, right through to folk who are in their 60s and 70s.
So you provide work experience for unemployed and also ex-offenders by encouraging them to participate in running this drop-in centre.
Work experience is rather a grand title for encouraging people to volunteer with us, so they can do sometimes a bit of cooking, a bit of clearing up, washing up, that sort of thing, just so everyone mucks in together and it's not divided between volunteers and guests. So in that sense, it's an experience of getting up off your backside and doing something.
And I see from your website that you're looking for certain items to be donated.
Yes, we're particularly interested in people donating food, because that's important to feed the people here. We try and run a lunch midweek, all week, and also a lunch now on Sundays. We've got the food for the winter night shelter that needs to be provided if the churches that are hosting it don't do that, although most of them do. So there's lots of opportunities for that. People come in sometimes needing a change of clothing, hats, gloves, socks, pants, trousers, coats, you name it, people need it. And we have a sort of limited capacity for how much we can store, but we would like to have a resupply of that sort of stuff. Then there's things like toiletries. Homeless people, you know, still got teeth they want to clean, still want to go to a shower and use some soap, still want to use shampoo. So all that sort of stuff is useful as well, because every now and then we're able to get them to go somewhere that they can get a wash and brush up. They don't like to smell. They want to be clean like anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so we look for that sort of stuff as well.
So roughly how many people come into the drop-in centre each day?
It varies. It's over the last few months, we've probably averaged between 12 and 20 coming in most days. So 20 on a day when people get about out and get in. 12 perhaps on a cold day where they can't get out of their sleeping bag where they've holed up for the night. So it's an interesting one, that, to see just how many do come in.
That's still 20. That's still one too many people on the streets, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, none of the folk who come into us want to be homeless. They're all folk who've, for one reason or another, sort of fallen foul of, a tenancy or an arrangement at home or something like that, or maybe they've been sick and just lost the ability to pay a rent or whatever it is, and they suddenly find themselves out on the street. And once you're on the street, it's difficult to get back off it. There's not much out there, particularly in an area like this where rents are so high.
So the volunteers that help out, do they need to be police checked at all or have any experience working with homeless people?
No, you just need a heart for the homeless, really. Strangely, homeless people are not classified as being vulnerable. That might seem strange to people, but that's the legal reality. So we don't need to do the various checks you need for that. But we do obviously vet or look at our volunteers who come in to see what they are they suitable to work with these people. So we weed out those who we feel are not really suitable. The reality is there's actually very, very, very few of those because most people are actually able to chat, to befriend, to make a cup of coffee and to just generally help. It's not difficult. There's no special skills needed just to be in a family. And this is what we have here. We have a family or a community of people who come in, all know each other. And if someone else comes in, we welcome them, sit them down and get on with it.
So can anyone volunteer? I mean, do they have to be part of a church or at what age range as well are you looking for?
They don't have to be part of a church. We are a Christian charity and a lot of our volunteers do come from churches, but that's not exclusive. We have folk who don't go to church at all. We have folk from other religions of all sorts who come in to help, and that's very welcome. We like people to be over 18. Really to help, because that means we haven't got responsibility for looking after children and young persons here.
And everything costs money. Do you receive any funding at all?
A limited amount of funding for our winter night shelter. The local housing departments in both Tanbridge District and Reigate and Banstead provide something for that, for their winter night shelter. Outside of that, all our money comes from churches, from private individuals, and from other groups who raise money for us.
And can you tell me whereabouts you're based, please?
Our base is here at the back of the West Central Cafe in Redhill at 3 London Road. And we have a kitchen that we have use of back here that we rent, and we have some desks upstairs that we do our admin at. And recently we've taken a lease on an old chapel in Redhill, the Shrewsbury Chapel in Shrewsbury Road, where we're doing a Sunday lunch now. So folk can come in there and get a lunch on a Sunday at 1 o'clock. So if anyone's at a loose end on a Sunday, hasn't got a Sunday lunch, come and visit us.
Can I ask, you talk about the winter night shelter. Do you have anything going around all year round, or is it just over the winter months?
No, it's just the winter months. It's what it says on the can, a winter night shelter. Yeah. So we try to cover the worst months of the year. Mm-hmm. So we're opening this year on the 13th of December and finishing on the 7th of March, because mm-hmm. we find that sort of three-month period, 12, 13 weeks, is the worst part when people really need to get off the street because it's very cold. Mm-hmm. It's actually very cold now, but historically, those have been the worst months. I mean, the council is good. I think it's emergency provision when the temperature goes down below zero. But obviously, if we're running, they can direct people to us. We usually have about 12 places or so, and we take referrals from local housing and from other organisations so that we know who we're getting. They have to have a local connection to Redhill, so we can't just take people from anywhere.
Yeah.
That's Redhill or Tanbridge. We receive them and take them into wherever we're having the shelter that night. It's a floating shelter, mm-hmm. so it goes around a different church every night, and you have to be referred to find out where it is.
So that covers the winter months. What do they do the rest of the year? Just maybe hopefully find shelter where they can?
Well, we work with folk to get them into housing, so we have a lot of links with local housing organisations. Mm-hmm. I think last year, out of I think it was about 20 people who came to the shelter overall. We'd housed pretty much most of them by the end of the shelter. Some, for one reason or other, haven't been housed. And I think there's only one from last year's shelter who still hasn't got a place anywhere. Sometimes it takes a while. We work on it. And, we work on things all year round. So folk who continually come in the drop-in, we're working with them to make sure they're in touch with housing organisations who might be able to help them find a place. So folk come in, they might be with us for 3 or 4 months, they find a place and they move on. That's how it is, a moving population. I think they're grateful for what we provide, for the period we were able to provide it.
Yeah. And finally, have you any plans for the future for a Renewed Hope Trust?
Well, obviously to keep going. And that's always a challenge in this the climate we live in terms of money. We only have 2 staff, but even so they cost something. And so we need to keep that side of things going. We're hoping to develop the work at Shrewsbury Chapel over the period. We're not quite sure what direction that's going to take yet, but we won't be doing anything overnight there, but daytime provision is something that's dear to our hearts, and we're looking to see what we can do.
John, thank you very much.
Pleasure.